Escape of Cthulhu presents a Cthulhu Invictus scenario, A Balance of Blood by Matt Puccio.
All right, see if we can do this quickly. So last week when we started, we were still at the Cave of the Dragon Men. When we all woke up from the night, a bunch of Andragoras, the captain of the cataphracts, was very sick, as well as the rest of his men. And we figured we couldn't wait around any longer. We all headed back to town. There we found out that all the men, all the soldiers, the cataphracts, were all sick. And the place was unguarded. Vahuvnus himself, the older guy, was in his armor, saying he needed to protect his family. All the guards in the guard room were sick as well. We took advantage of that fact to have Scripture take Cassius down into the prison pit and have another look at the statue that was in there. It seems that the statue, that was a good idea, because the statue had some clues behind it. Someone had taken some curse tablets and written upon them in lead, which is a common practice, two of them, and stuck them behind Sakuth, which is what the statue was of. That's the deity. And apparently sacrificed someone or something to the god. The curse tablets are a curse against Vahuvnus' son. Anyway, Vahuvnus' son, and also against Vahuvnus and his family. So we took that information to Vahuvnus himself, where we found Protanios there trying to heal Andragoras, with no good results. And Vahuvnus flipped his lid and said, "Let's go kill this guy." When we got there, however, Scripture figured out that it wasn't actually Britannios who had written the curse tablets, by comparing his written books with the handwriting on the curse tablets. Also, we checked out with the major domo, who was Greek. It was not him, we figure. And also Lucan, who was Greek, the astrologer. And he lost a few teeth over the whole thing, but they all seem to be clean as far as this goes. So we're a little bit perplexed. We, at some point, Senna was told by Vahuvnus to make sure my wife doesn't leave her room. So he was there, and he kind of was having conversation with her and her son. There it is, Atreides. And Atreides was real upset because his friend, Narsa, the slave, who he had been playing with, was found killed the night before, much like the other bodies that were killed, apparently, by the Albasti. And he was killed actually there in the slaves' quarters within the fortress. So that's troubling. And we're not quite sure who – we don't have a good candidate for who may have written the curse tablets. And we also are thinking about the doll that we found that appears to be of Andragoras. And that doll was found up by the Standing Stones, which used to be dragons, we think, or dragon men. It was also the same doll that Atreides and Narsa had been playing with. So there we are, standing around, scratching our heads. Scene opens.
Yeah, and I believe you had asked, or Vahuvnus had said he was going to go talk to his wife about...
Yes.
Question her about the curse tablets. So he goes back to the family's quarters, which are up the steps from that atrium. And Cinna, I think you're still in there with her when he came in.
That's correct, yeah.
And so he comes in and he starts to ask her about, my dear, I need to ask you about these, something that was found. And as soon as that happens, the boy who is standing nearby, he was crying, and his tears have been sort of smudged all over his face. Senna, you hear him start to cough and choke, and as you look at him, he clearly starts to be having one of his fits of the moon sickness again.
Quickly, my lady, where's the charm, the necklace?
She says, I don't know. My handmaid took it. When you gave it to me, I'm not sure what she did with it. He's fallen to the ground, and he's basically having an attack now at this point, and you can hear that he's having trouble breathing.
Gotcha. Am I the only one in there, or did everyone come along?
The others did not come along because the Vavuna said he was going to go talk to her himself. Didn't want her questioned by the others. So they're not – you're close near to where they are, but you are not in the same room.
Right. I'm trying to think if there was anything – I mean, when we saw this happen before, Britannios was nearby, mm-hmm. and he started doing some things. But I'm trying to think if there's anything I might make some kind of roll on, something to – my medicine is only a 5. Some way to help him, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Other than to stand around and watch the son of the king, the local king, die.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, you can try and make a medicine check.
Okay. That's op 5, and 95 is not going to beat. No.
So. Yeah, I mean, you saw like somebody maybe try to stick a belt strap in his mouth so he doesn't bite his tongue off, and that's about as much medicine as you know.
Maybe restrain him from hurting himself or something, uh-huh. He's thrashing around, something like that. Yeah.
And Faedimia she screams out and says, "Help! Help! Help him!" And those of you in the atrium can all make a listen roll. So basically everybody else.
06. That's going to be a something.
Yep.
Hard success.
Sure. So at least one of you hears her screaming.
Well, that's perfect that it's the one that gives the orders, so...
Come in. She needs help.
Okay, so you rush in there, and Vahavunis actually comes out as you're coming in, and he's looking for Pritanios. Wizard, get in here!
I will say, is it Cinna? No, who has the other amulet? Queso? No.
We figured this out last session, but I don't remember who said.
I had the second amulet, and Flamen had the first amulet.
Queso, the amulet.
Yeah. Perfect. I'll run in and I'll put it around the boy's neck.
Okay. So.
Hope he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have two Romans, you know, one of them grabbing him physically, another one shoving something around his neck. It's not going to look good for us if he does die now.
So, Queso, as you rush up the stairs into that back room, Andragoras staggers out of the room to the left, out of Vahavunis's area, and he looks really bad. He's got almost bloodshot eyes, and he just looks extremely sick. But in his right hand is a sword, and he looks menacingly at you.
Okay. That's not what I was expecting to happen. Can I try and just, like, pommel strike him in the face just to knock him out and get him out of the way, since he's obviously delirious and crazed?
You can try that.
Well, I guess I don't even have to do that. I'm just going to try and punch him right in the button, right in the side of the chin.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and make your attack roll.
Oh, wrong character. Orin Weston doesn't know how to fight. Ooh, nice. That's a 20. That's a hard success.
Okay, he gets a 24, which is also a hard success. No, he's fighting back. So let's see. Ties go to the
attacker.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Max, go ahead and roll your damage. He does not have armor on. He's in his chitin, his tunic.
All right. Let's see. What's my damage bonus? There it is. Six damage.
Six damage. Okay. So you just punched him, right?
Yeah. I say, calm down.
Let's see if he's got a stronger chin than the old astrologer.
Yeah, he's definitely stronger than the astrologer. He certainly staggers backwards, but...
if he staggers backwards enough for me to get away without him retaliating against me, I'm going to keep running in to try and put the amulet on the kid.
No, he's going to get his action against you.
Great.
So he's going to swing at you with his sword. He gets a regular success. Do you want to fight back? Actually, you probably don't have your sword out at this point.
I don't.
So dodging.
The amulet in my left hand and the blood from his face on my right hand.
Yep. So your option would be to dodge. Or take it like a man.
Nope. Dodging. Yep. I mean, taking it like a man.
Okay. Let's see. D8 plus D4. Okay. You have... He rolled really badly on his sword, so 5 points of damage. Roll your arm.
Yep. Armored. D8.
Hey, man, whose circle is this that is fighting him?
It's the nephew, the young man, not the child, but the nephew who was very sick.
So I only take one.
Okay. Okay, so we're in combat rounds at this point, and I've got the dexterities written down. The next person in line is Scriptor. What are you doing?
Would I be able to grab the amulet from Queso and put it on the boy? Is that at all reasonable?
It's reasonable to grab it from him this round and then go into her room and do that.
Yep. Then that's what I'll do.
Sublight.
Queso can deal with the fighting, and I'll just take the amulet and go put it on the board.
Sublight.
Yeah, I am going to accompany Scriptor and make sure this happens. And I will yell, Sigmund, help Queso. Keep us safe in here.
Will do.
Okay, Flamen.
And that was the end of Queso.
We'll follow the sublegate, of course. I mean, perhaps there's a medical thing I can be doing there.
All right. So you go into her room. So you're going to basically take this round to go into her room. Pritanios is rushing in there as well, doing that. And Cinna, we're back to you since you are in the room already.
Right, I'm just doing my best, again, to keep the kid from hurting himself further with his thrashing around and all that, you know, holding his arms or his legs or whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
And Sigmund.
Well, obviously, I need to follow orders, so I will attack the guy with the sword. I will hit him with the back of my axe on the head.
Okay.
Let's see. This is hard success.
Okay, he's going to try and dodge.
Oh, do I have the bonus die? See if I get a critical?
Do you get a bonus die
Yes, two attackers, because, one defender.
Yep, he yep. should.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
No, just a hard success.
Okay. He misses his dodge, so you hit him.
All right, so let's see. This is going to be 1d6 plus damage bonus, but I don't wanna kill him. So should I use just the damage bonus for?
I didn't want to kill
like a D4.
I didn't want to kill the old man when I smacked him across the face, but you know, you can only downplay your strength so much if you're hitting someone.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so let me roll. Oh no, 9 points of damage.
Oh yes, at least he kills him, not me.
Okay, he's not dead.
Oh, thank right. Christ.
Does he go down?
That's a major Jupiter. Wound. He needs to make a constitution roll. He fails, so you knock yes. him out.
Yeah,
perfect.
There.
Good shot, Sigmund.
There, Legatus.
Okay, so you're out of combat. You rush into the room.
Yep.
And who is putting the amulet around the boy?
I believe I was.
Okay. Yep. So, Scriptor, as you go up to him, he's really having a severe attack this time, much worse than the one that you saw at dinner the other night. And, you know, as the others sort of try and hold him down, you throw this amulet around his neck, and the mother is just screaming. She's extremely distraught. No, no, not my son. But as soon as you pass the amulet over his neck, he seems to calm down quite a bit. And within moments, the spasms stop on his body, and he's still, although unconscious.
That was one gamble that paid off.
Well, that worked well.
Yeah, could have gone the other way.
The mother, hey, so. The mother reaches out to him and strokes his forehead, and Vahavunas looks at you, sublegged, and says, "You've saved my son. I am in your debt."
It was your midwife.
Oh God!
What do you mean?
Boom.
She has Drop provided this.
She provided this? What do you mean?
I mean that you asked us to find a solution, and we have found a solution, but she is the one who provided it.
I thought perhaps it was the doing of your priest there. He nods at the flamen.
I try not to snicker.
What is Faedemia's reaction?
Oh, she's cradling the boy in her, you know, lap and gotcha. Patting his head. Yeah.
Okay, she's not.
We yeah. must. It is the way of Rome to use all of the knowledge available and not. I sort of. Has Britannius made it here?
Yeah, he's there.
And not just the dark arts of strange gods.
He says, Pritanios actually says, well, my expertise and employment is not in curing these sorts of things, but...
No, but in curses.
Yes.
Which... And I turn to Vahavunas and I say, why would your man Andragoras have come out to try to fight Queso here?
I don't know. It seems that the world has gone mad. All of my men are sick.
Yes.
If this should happen to the rest of them, if they should all turn against me, the gods must truly hate me.
Britannius, do you know if Yandragoras would have anything against you?
Against me? I can't think of anything.
It seems it would be one of the soldiers who most easily could have placed these scrolls behind the statue.
Perhaps.
Although they would not curse themselves, I wouldn't think.
I doubt that the soldiers can write in Greek.
No, they would have to purchase this.
Well, now that this danger is past, why don't we ask him ourselves? Yandragoras, I mean.
Yes. Well, and perhaps still your wife can shed some light on this. Maybe she knows something.
She looks up from the boy and she asks, you know, what are you talking about?
Somebody has placed a curse upon the family and your boy. Somebody has made it look as if it were Britannius' doing. The curses were hidden in his dark temple. I do not think it was him. But we must find who would curse you. And I would like to psychologize her, because I am, or whatever we call it.
Insight.
Insight. Because although she obviously would not curse her own boy, it seems, unless she's a really good actor. Ooh. Yeah, I'll spend 6 luck just for a normal success. It's not worth it, but I will spend it.
Okay. So you're looking to see if she has some kind of reaction out of the ordinary.
Yes. Some knowledge if she's trying to pretend ignorance or anything.
Mm-hmm. She seems to be honest in when she says, I don't speak, read, write Greek either. I don't.
How did you know it was Greek?
Oh, sorry. yeah, she says, I have no idea who could have done this. It's a curse. Surely the advisor, surely Britannius, it must have been him. He
didn't see. He's right here. He's right here, right?
Yes, yeah. He is. Bahavunas says, evidence that the Romans have provided indicates that it may not be Britannius, my dear.
Well, if we can live long enough when the legate arrives, we could perhaps arrange a full hearing, trial, investigation.
Perhaps. I've had to recall, Bahavuna says, my men from the north. I'm afraid without any protection that I am at risk here. He looks at you, sublegate, and says, until they arrive, and until the legate arrives, would you be willing to lend your men's swords to my protection?
Of course.
Thank you. Very good. Well, let us perhaps bind my nephew. I'm afraid his madness, whatever madness is plaguing him, may raise itself again if we do not. Would your men restrain him? We can We can tie him to this bed over here.
He points to Fademius's bed.
It's not her bed, but there's like a
couch. There's some bed around here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just sort of wave at them.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
When we came into this square type, the building here, the soldiers were all sick and such, right?
Correct.
Was there anybody other than the people that are in front of us right now who are like walking around happy and healthy?
The servants. You haven't seen any sick servants. You had the grooms came up and took the horses, and some of them got scared by the dead lizard men. And there were various other slaves and servants around that didn't appear to be sick. Seemed very focused on the cataphracts.
Okay. I will ask our host, you know, are there any Greek servants here other than the major domo?
Not to my knowledge. And you guys did question the major domo.
We did, yeah. Well, thank you.
I don't have any slaves who are Greek.
Any servants at all? Anyone working here you think might speak the language other than the three we investigated?
He looks both to the majordomo and to Pritenios and says, I'm not aware of them, but I don't know all the slaves and servants. Do you? And they both say no.
Anyone from the village?
Well, again, I'm don't think so. Right. It's a small village.
I still think we should send somebody into the village to see who might sell these curses.
I'd be happy to go do that, Sublegget.
Good. Would you like to take Cinna, or do you think you can...
Oh, no. I should definitely take Cinna. He's got away with the townsfolk.
Good.
Bahavuna says, I'm sure my wife and son need to rest after all of this excitement, and perhaps we can patch up Andragoras' wounds and speak with him when hopefully he recovers from the beating that you gave him.
Yes, and we also, I guess, must keep our eye out in case any of these dragon men appear, the other three or four of them. And then I realize that Fademius has not necessarily any idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, you have nothing to fear, Legatus. I'll take care of them again.
Good. We must also make sure that the Fademius, above all, is protected here, and her son.
Dominus.
Vahuvnus can fight himself.
Yes. I ask Vahuvnus before Flamen and I leave. I say, Dominus, who is in the stocks at the moment? Perhaps someone related to them might wish your family ill.
Well, I would have to... You would have to ask Andragoras that question. I don't dispense justice to the townsfolk directly unless it rises to my attention. Petty criminals are beneath my view.
I understand. We should add that one to the list of things we're going to ask him when he wakes up.
Well, perhaps you can ask them when they're in town as well. You can question them at the stocks if they're still alive.
As you say, Dominus.
Fademius says, we must also prepare for the ceremony, the festival tomorrow, full moon festival.
What does that require? Is you going out to the clearing with the stones?
Vahavuna says, yes, we, most of the town turns out, in fact, and the priest from the temple down in town, family. It's it will be an interesting cultural experience for you Romans, I'm sure.
Of course. But in the preparations, I mean, do you have to go out there today or?
Oh, no, no.
You can stay until tomorrow.
Yes, we will go there as the moon rises tomorrow evening.
Oh, very well. And does everyone go then, or do some people go ahead of time?
I believe the priest and some of the town people go there first to prepare the decorate and bring chairs and that sort of thing.
Did we figure out that there was something Flamen was supposed to be doing on the Ides of March as well for Jupiter?
It is a special day for Jupiter. That was it, according to Wikipedia.
I suppose that's up to the Flamen.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sure. I don't think there was anything
plot related or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Or that we know about.
Sean may have other plans.
Well, let's see how close we are to finishing.
Yeah.
I'll be working on a full ritual while. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's role play gathering some supplies.
Requires the sacrifice of a Roman slave. Never mind.
I'm thinking that perhaps Scriptor and I will go out to the clearing and see what is happening there. Make sure that nobody is setting anything up unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, as I say, I appreciate you and your men's attentiveness to my family's situation in this dire time. And I hope Rome will remember. I certainly will remember Rome's assistance.
Well, we do as we can to help our friends. That is the Roman way.
He says, okay, well, let me make sure Phaedimia and my son are doing all right, and if there's anything you need, I will come out and we can speak again in a bit.
Well, very well. Okay, so Sigmund, I believe you two will need to do what you think is best to make sure this place is secure.
Oh, yes, we have to. We'll go outside. Is that what you want?
Whatever you think is best, we must keep Phaedimius. We must make sure that Andragoras does not get in trouble. We must make sure that the other soldiers here do not suddenly attack. Keep an eyes out for the dragon men. There are but two of you, but I know you are as 100.
Well, if we can take some capable men, if we can set up a...
There
I think
are
you
none.
Two are the capable
it is
men.
Just us. It is just us. I say we should get Vahavunis and Phaedimia and Atardates into their quarters and we'll make sure they're safe.
Okay. So you want to hang out like in that atrium area that goes up to their rooms? That's basically the only way in. I mean, there are windows, but it's
basically
only
one way in, one way out, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. That's great. If Vahavunis is okay with that,
mm-hmm.
I think he can protect his family. We can protect them.
Did you want to bring Andragoras out of there?
Yes.
Okay.
He can lay in the hallway for all I care.
There are couches out in that atrium area. That's basically where you were served meals.
Yeah, that's good enough.
That he can be tied to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Prytanios says, I do need to do some further work in my laboratory, but if you need me, please come and I will attempt to assist you.
Very well. I give him kind of an eye.
Okay, so the two legionnaires are in the atrium. It sounds like Flamen and Cinna are going into town, and then Scriptor and Sublegate are also going towards town, or is there other
stuff?
Yeah,
I guess we'll probably... Yeah, I think we'll go with them and then just continue on through.
Okay. All right, so the four of you head down to town.
So on the way down, before we get there, I will announce to Flamen and Cinna, bear witness that I grant Scriptor his freedom for his services rendered to Rome. We will arrange the ceremony when we can.
As you say, Dominus, and I go over and slap him on the back. Congratulations, my friend. Grand day it is.
And yes, yes, congratulations.
I stand there in mute surprise.
Well, write it down.
Yes, yes, of course. So, like, just a moment. Great, now I'm unemployed.
Exactly.
You'll enjoy paying taxes.
You'll always have work with me if you want it.
Be like Cinna there, the ex-slave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Gonna have some competition for the freedman spot.
How we keep them working.
Yeah.
All right, so you go down into town. Bring no other proclamations of Rome.
Yep. And yeah, I don't know if we get to the stocks first.
Yep,
or
sure. That's basically in the intersection of the roads, so
perfect.
The most likely place.
I think you said there was the boy was the last one left alive.
Yeah, he's actually it was the opposite. He was the first one to succumb.
Mm-hmm.
When you walked through here this morning earlier, and the other two were looking pretty bad. They are both one's an older man and one is a younger man. All three of them look really skinny and famished, even beyond what would just happen in a couple days in the stocks.
Mm. What, are there soldiers like cataphracts standing around?
Nope. You have seen no cataphracts.
The whole time, huh?
Yep.
Okay. They're all sick.
Yep. Well, were there some when we came by the other times?
Not this morning. The only time you saw cataphracts in town was when you first came to town, and they were on their horses.
Right, but they weren't anywhere near. Like they stuck them in the stocks and then walked off. Right.
Yeah, maybe I mean you did not see them. There are no guards posted around the town square.
Right.
Okay. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I thought there may be someone standing nearby that would be handy to ask questions of.
There are vendors and people, townspeople around, but your understanding is that the guards barrack up at the villa, and most of them are up north, you know, multiple days, if not multiple weeks away, dealing with these tribal attacks.
Right.
And that the 8 or 10 that were left were all sick.
Gotcha. Okay. Dominus, what would you have me ask of them?
Well, I guess we can, to start with, get their word on why they are here.
Perhaps
tell them that as Rome is coming in, we want to make sure that people are treated fairly, and we are curious about the steps that led to them being in the stocks.
I understand. Perhaps you said there's vendors nearby. I'm sure I can buy a drink real quick for them, or some, you know, something to slake their thirst. I'm sure that'll help them.
Yes.
When it comes, yeah, grab that real quick and then ask them some of those questions.
Okay, so you you go and get something to drink, and as you bring it away from the building and over to one of the older guys who are chained up, there's a nearby commoner who comes over. You speak Armenian, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, and this commoner comes over to you and he says, what are you doing? You're not supposed to give him any water.
I would have words with this man. I have leave the Lord, Vahuvnis. Why? Would you have me stop?
It is against the law to assist those in the stocks.
Do you know why these men are in the stocks?
Yes, they're all criminals.
Accused of what crimes?
Well, this one, probably theft.
Go away and bother me no further. Again, I have leave of your lord. And I'll ignore him and go on over.
Okay. So the, we'll say it's the younger guy. The older guy is half passed out. Mm-hmm. He kind of croaks at you. Go away and taunt me no more. Why do you bring that near me? Just to cause my suffering to worsen.
Surely you could use a drink.
Yes, but you're not going to give it to me, are you?
I kind of hold it out for his lips and go ahead and give him some.
Okay. Oh. Can't believe it. But he gulps it down, whatever you give him.
Not too much. You'll make yourself sick. I just have some questions to ease your misery.
The guards, they'll see you.
Don't worry about the guards at this point. I have leave of the Lord of this place.
Why do you show me a kindness?
All men deserve kindness at some time. I have some questions. Why are you here? Are all you men together, accused of the same crime?
No. That is my son over there. I have not seen him move in some time. I think he's died. Mm-hmm. We were caught by the soldiers taking bread from the villa. We didn't even steal it. We took it from his servants who gave it to us. But they were not supposed to.
Why would their servants give you bread? Were you poor? Were you needy?
Yes, my farm has failed in recent months. Vahavunas is... He's a terrible master. He's cruel. His punishment is very harsh.
It's true. It can be a difficult world. So you were all thieving them? Do you have any more family?
No, I tell you, I was not thieving. I was accepting bread from his servants.
But you knew the consequence of your actions. True.
I did not steal anything.
What servants are these that gave you the bread?
have a friend who works in the villa.
I see. I'll pause and I'll tell Cassius, you know, what it seems to be fairly right. Mundane. Yep.
We must see if the servants must have been punished as well. I would think if Ahuvenus is the man I think he is.
Yes.
I wonder if they were sacrificed or what has happened to them.
Mm. Were your friends caught as well? Yeah, I'll ask him. Were your friends caught?
I don't know. They must have been because how else would they have found out about me? They must have told him that I was the one that took the bread from my family, you see.
But you have no word of them being punished.
I don't know.
Okay.
I dare not go near the villa after I did not have time. I came back down to my wife and child, and within hours, the soldiers came.
What of this old man next to you? Is he part of your family, too? Did he partake of the same bread?
No. I believe his son was killed before him. His son's wife was... Well, I'm afraid Vahvunis takes his liberty with the local maidens. And I believe he and his son dared to oppose Vahvunis in this.
I see. Well, thank you. I'll give him a little more to drink and move over to the old man.
He's unconscious.
Yeah. What do you think, Cassius? Is it worth it? I tell him what he told me.
Well,
the boy seems passed on already. The old man will soon be there. He's on his way. Not sure it's worth waking him up to see if he contradicts this one's story. He has no reason to lie, and he's every reason in the world to be appreciative of the last kindness offered him.
I agree. Break them free and let's carry on.
Break them free? From the stocks?
Yeah. Yes.
As you say. Does it look like that would be an easy thing to do?
You could probably find a rock or something and smash the manacles.
Okay.
It's a bit of work.
Okay.
Having been newly freed myself, I will help.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah, so it takes you a couple minutes, but
I say
we're able to free all three of them.
When you go home tonight, remember Rome.
So is there anybody who's staring at this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but anybody staring, like, nodding their heads in approval? I mean, yes, everybody's staring because it's new and different, but is there anybody who's, like, seems positively disposed to what we're doing?
I think right now that most of the people are kind of ducking their heads and looking out of the corner of their eyes because they are afraid that retribution is about to rain down upon all of you.
They're going to get it, and we're going to get it for being close to them, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Right, but there's nobody who's got sort of a little rebel in their eye going on as we're doing this.
You can make an insight.
No, I cannot.
Okay. Apparently everyone who's around here is cowed into submission by the harsh punishment of the past.
And just to be clear, all these types of things that Vahvunis was doing, I mean, none of that stuff is particularly rare. It's all pretty common, right? I mean, the Lord's having their way with the villagers and being rough against people who may take bread, things like that. That's all fairly common. It's not like he's particularly evil man.
Well, you can make that moral judgment, but they are not. You're correct in that it's not particularly uncommon for that kind of thing. It certainly would have happened in Rome to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a priest down here, Matt. There's a who's leading the ceremony tomorrow.
You were told that there is a, and in fact, you have seen the temple off in the middle distance of the village.
Yeah. I would like to go to that temple, Sublegate, if it works for you.
The two of you are need to complete your investigations in town, and Scriptor and I will head up to the clearing.
By your leave.
Okay, so Flamin, where do you want to go?
I want to go to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And so my basic intent in going there is to meet the priest, talk about how I can be involved in the ceremonies, perhaps leading them. That might be more appropriate. and then from that, try to get some sense of who in the town, just trying to get a sense of the town and, their discontent with, et cetera.
Okay.
So as a character, I feel like, okay, there's any number of people here who could have been working against their lord. I'm trying to figure out who in the town would be the most likely to do that sort of thing.
Okay. So you go to the temple. It is small and meek in comparison to the mighty temples of Rome. There are some painted statues of Vahakik. I can't pronounce it. Basically, it is Vahan the Dragon Reaper, which is the supposed ancestor of Vahavunis. And there are a number of lower level acolytes, and one of them comes up to you and asks what he can do, and you're brought summarily into the presence of the quote unquote high priest, who actually turns out to be a younger man, whose name is Phraates. And he speaks Latin. And he comes up to you and says, greetings, priest of Rome.
And to you, sir. I understand you will be leading you're coordinating a ceremony tomorrow?
Well, yes, it is the annual lunar ceremony of our Lord Vahan.
I'm sorry, your Lord Vahan?
Yes, Vahan, the Dragon Reaper.
Oh, I was meant to believe that you are worshipping Jupiter, as all good priests of Rome do.
Oh, I am not a priest of Rome. I am.
Well, you are
a priest of Armenia.
Yes, well, it's six of one. Yes, well, tell me more about your local god.
So he spins you a brief tale of Vahan, who you basically have heard is supposed to have been the creator of the universe and killed the dragon creatures who sought to destroy his creations, turned mm-hmm. them to stone. And he says, yes, the old folk tales say that the last remaining dragon warriors were turned to stone out in a glade nearby town here.
Yes, that's quite true. I've seen them.
Yes, the stones, yes.
No, the dragon creatures themselves, sir. They've come to life. This is a small village. Certainly someone has come and talked about the creatures we brought back just earlier today from the mountains.
Well, I can't say that they have, but yes, I'm sure that we'll find out more about that later. You say they came to life.
Yes. The stones were not there, and the dragon creatures attacked the soldier sorts, and they were handily defeated by them.
Hmm. Well, I guess that will be an interesting sight to see. So you say all the stones are gone then?
I was half in that, yes. As a character, do I know that's true?
You know that half of them are
gone. Oh, half of them gone. Yes, well, half
of them are gone. Yep.
Some are still there. Perhaps they just need a little more time. In any case, I was wondering if we could put in a little bit about Jupiter into the ceremony tomorrow. Just, you know, the sublegate would like to sort of bring in a little Roman flavor to it all as we're all working together.
I'm afraid I don't understand. This is a ceremony to Vahan, to honor Vahavunis and his family. I'm not sure. I understand what Jupiter has to do with it.
Well, because Jupiter rules all of the gods. It's quite simple. Here, let me explain it to you in excruciating detail.
He is certainly happy to have this conversation with you, but he says, there are a number of preparations I must make for the ceremony tomorrow, and I am really quite busy, you understand.
Well, I hope they're able to have the ceremony. I mean, there's been trouble with the Vahavunis family. It's they've been attacked and sicknesses. It seems as if there might be someone attacking them with curses and the like. I'm just gonna watch him to see if there's any reaction. Like, oh, that sounds like Joe.
The Armenian.
Yeah, you don't need an insight roll. He doesn't have that reaction. He does not say a little light bulb appearing over his head. You don't get that impression.
Okay.
He asks you about the sickness, and he asks you for news from the villa.
We will happily talk about all that then, and I will listen to what he's doing. And yeah.
You know, he basically says, I have to prepare the blessing of the ceremonial implements and prepare the incense. And you understand my temple is not large. I don't have a lot of acolytes. There are many things I have to do. Perhaps we can speak of your Jupiter afterwards, but...
Of course.
Tomorrow is the holy day of Vahan, you understand, and he must take prominence.
Well, I'll grudgingly agree. Walk off, yes.
All right. Okay, let's go to the other two who are heading up to the glade. So you head outside of town. Anything you want to do before you get there?
No.
Okay. So we'll put you there then.
I will just show the sublegate the way.
And it looks basically as it did the last time you passed through here this morning. The stones that were missing are still missing. The count is the same. There's no more missing.
Okay.
There's an altar in the center. I think I've described it a couple times now, so...
So I would like to make a careful search around the perimeter, you know, maybe 50 yards, and it might take us a couple hours, looking for people who've been camped out, looking for some kind of ambush spot, looking just sort of trying to think about, you know, what sorts of things might go wrong, where soldiers... You know, if people were going to attack, if these dragon men were going to attack, if they were smart, where they might come from. Mm-hmm. So sort of using my tactical training, such as it is, and so forth.
Okay. So no roles needed. You spend several hours looking around. You don't find any evidence of any camps sort of within a couple hundred yards of this area. Obviously, there was that trail that led up to the cave. That's, you know, that's a couple hours of hiking up that way.
the most obvious place to attack from would be from the hills that are sort of to the north of this glade. So imagine this glade is sort of a little depression in the base of some rolling hills. And as you go north and east, they sort of rise up into these more mountainous areas. And so, you know, an attacker would probably come from the higher ground in that direction.
And is that where the trail leads, or is that?
It's roughly in that same direction, yes.
Because the trail went up the hill.
Okay, correct.
Into the cliff, okay.
Yep.
And, okay. And is there anything, you know, like a hill, you know, within, say, 20 minutes or so that they could sort of sneak up and then rush down on? Or is everything sort of further away? That makes sense.
It's not quite as cut and dried as that, though. I mean, because you are in these foothills, basically you gradually get these little rises as you go further away from the glade.
Right.
So I guess the answer is yes, there are places like that.
Okay. But
it's not like there is a single obvious place you would hide and then attack from.
Right. But okay. But yeah, so I would just.
If an attack was coming, it would likely either come from the north or it would come from the town just because there's a road.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess I would like to check out the backside of those hills and just sort of, you know, just look around for any preparations. I'm assuming I'm not finding anything.
You're not.
Cool. Yep. Yep. Okay. Okay. Very good.
Okay. All right. So Flamin and Cinna back in town, are you, is there anything else you want to do?
I don't have any clear goal. We could maybe wander and look vulnerable and see if we're, I don't know.
You're supposed to look for who's selling curses.
Selling curses.
Who's, okay. Yeah. I can't think of anybody or any place. I mean, we can look at the marketplace and see if there's, you know, I don't know, what something under the table somebody's got. Oh, you don't like any of that? How about a curse? I got a curse I can sell you.
They open their overcoat. So
exactly,
you spend a little time asking around in the town. And the first thing is that you're kind of greeted with a look of strange curiosity of, like, what are you talking about? And after talking to a few people, it seems like this cursed tablet tradition or superstition must be a Roman thing.
Hmm.
Which makes it all the stranger that the curses themselves were written in Greek.
Well, I mean, the Greek Prytaneos is pretty much his business to curse the Alon. I mean, that's what he does most of his day, so it's not entirely a Roman thing, but these particular cursed
this mechanism of delivering them seems,
gotcha.
As you talk to the Armenians, they have no idea what you're talking about, and they've never heard of anybody. Why would you inscribe that on a piece of lead, and why would you put a bronze nail through it?
Right.
Why wouldn't you just point at them and curse them, sort of thing? And you come to realize that, you know, this must be something that is not done here, basically.
Mm-hmm. You know, something has just occurred to me that probably was sitting right in front of our faces the whole time. But Andragoras, with his long blonde hair, he looks very much out of place amongst all the Armenians, aren't they? Sort of. Mm-hmm. I mean, so did we ever find out about his lineage? He's the nephew of Vahuvnis, but do we know particularly, like, perhaps he has some sort of, like, what is his, is it his sister, is it his brother, is it, like who were his parents? Did we ever find that out?
I don't remember you asking me that, or asking NPCs that.
Flamin, did we ever find that out? Yeah, no.
I don't believe we did.
Because that seems...
Well, but we would have been told he spoke Greek if we asked about Greek.
We did. We knew that he spoke fluent, you know, without an accent, Armenian, And I don't know about that, but I mean, from his lineage, perhaps, you know, I mean, he did attack us, and he's the most out of place thing about this entire village.
No, well, maybe when he wakes up, we can ask him questions.
All right, okay.
All right, so with all of that sort of out of the way, you return to the villa with empty hands?
I think so. I don't think there's much more for us to do out there. Sean, you think of anything?
Nope. I think we've been directed away from this area, so let's go.
Okay.
Remember Matt's bold prediction last week? We'll definitely be done in the next session.
Yeah.
We might even be done early.
I'll kill them all if I have to.
Yeah. All right, let's go check on our compatriots or Romans and the blonde haired prisoner that they have. See if he's woken up yet.
All right. Next. So you all make your way back up to the villa. It's getting towards evening at this point. He is maybe drifting in and out of consciousness with one hit point left after his beating, his severe beating. So he doesn't really wake up until somebody wants to try and do some first aid on him or something.
So I would be happy to do that. Perhaps a little medicine even. Let's see. Oh, a 98.
A 98. Yes. What's your skill?
Well, let's see. My medicine skill is like 45, yes.
A little more of the out in the old in and out.
All right. Well, you don't kill him, even though that's probably what I should cause to happen. No, he was so seriously wounded by that first punch from Queso and then the axe handle hit that you fear that he's got a severe swelling of the brain. Perhaps trepanation is in order.
Oh no.
But he does not come to after your expert laying on of hands.
Yes, well, he probably just needs a little more time to rest after the savage beating that the German gave him.
Yeah, man, he needs rest like another hole in the head.
Yeah.
Just drain his brain.
Is Vahuvnus, the Lord, is he like readily available somewhere walking around, or is he?
We're watching his door. He's in his quarters with his wife and his son.
Right, I just wasn't sure if he's walking. I don't know.
You can get him if you want.
He's the only person I can think of that might, you know, who might be able to ask about his nephew. Do you guys think it's worth it?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I'll ask him.
Yeah. We blamed everybody else. We may as well blame him too.
Of course, yes. Yes. So, I'll see if I can get Hoobness out here and ask him, like, yeah. So, my lord, I'm sorry. We were trying to question Andragoras, and you know he doesn't seem like he's coming around. Where's who did you say his parents were again? I know he's your nephew. Is he your brother or sister?
Yes, he is my brother, my brother's son.
Your brother's
son lives to the east, far to the east, and he sent his son to me to become my my lieutenant and command my men.
And your brother, does he have your brother's hair then, or his wife, perhaps?
It is a strange thing. It's unclear where that came from. Neither his mother nor his father have that kind of hair. I would not wish to speculate further than that. Stain the honor of anyone in my family in such a way.
You understand?
I do. And you knew him as a boy then?
My brother?
Andragoras here. No, Andragoras here. Andragoras.
Yes.
There's no chance it might be an imposter or anything like that.
No. He was born with a flaxen hair as he has today. Yes, it was. Of course, there was quite a bit of speculation when he was born, but as I say.
Was there a rivalry between you? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Was there a rivalry between you and your brother then, perhaps? I know you say he's in the east taking care of lands over there.
Yes, no, he's my younger brother. He, of course, would not rise to my position. I suppose if I passed away, he might take over for me.
That was what I was thinking there.
Yeah,
so it would be your brother, not Andragoras, who would be next in line if you and your son were to die.
Well, I suppose if I and my son died and my brother died, then perhaps Andragoras would be next in line.
How certain are you that your brother is in the East still? I mean, certainly Andragoras many a son is capable of acting on their father's wishes.
It's certainly been months since I have seen him, perhaps weeks since I have heard message from him. So I cannot be certain. I'm sorry this does not help you, your investigation, but...
Well, he will come to or he will die, and then we will see.
Sublegate, perhaps tomorrow we should all be ready. It's the Jupiter day. Perhaps we'll gain some wisdom on that day. The gods will see fit to inform us.
Indeed.
Yes. And perhaps Lucan will have some exciting things to tell us as well.
That crazy old man.
Yeah.
He already thinks something big is happening, doesn't he, Lucan? On the
Yes, Ides of March. Because there's a thing in the sky.
Comet, that's right.
That maybe Vahavunis is saving grace. Perhaps it is the coming of the legate represented by the comet.
Indeed. Although his actual coming, as far as what we know, is months away, right?
Days away.
Days away. Okay.
Yes, well, I'm not sure that I believe that old Greek anymore. It seems that he's able to take any kind of thing that he sees in the sky and twist it to his whim.
Well, there's a question of whether he is trained or just a charlatan. But yes, perhaps we should retire to our quarters and prepare for tomorrow.
Very well.
Flamen, did you have something specific you were thinking of?
No, sir. Just more prayer and making ourselves ready.
Sigmund and Queso, are you satisfied with the security here as much as you can be?
Yes.
Well, there's just one entrance. Yeah, because regardless, it should be okay.
There's just one entrance, but there was a murder just last night within the gates.
That was a question I had. I was wondering if the boy was killed, the slave boy, was killed for the doll, or if the doll was in possession of the son.
Are you saying this to Vahavunis, or?
Yeah, I'll go back and say that. No, I will go back and say that to Vahavunis.
He says, I don't know if he had the doll or not, but...
Your son would know.
My son, yes. You wish to speak with him?
Yes, I guess that would be good.
If he is able.
Yeah, he's recovered at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... So Faedimia and the son come out, and...
Alteradetes, there we go. Alteradetes.
And Vavunus looks to him and says, yes, go ahead, son. This will be a good chance for you to practice your Latin.
You had a blonde doll.
He says, yeah, yes, a doll. That's my doll of Andragoras.
Yes.
He's my hero.
Yes. You don't have him still.
Well, I don't think so. I would have to look for him.
Do you think you gave it to your friend yesterday, and your friend had it last night?
He looks at his mom, kind of sheepishly, and says, yes, Narsa asked me if he could play with it at night, because he doesn't have other dolls, and I do. So I let him. I know you told me I shouldn't let Narsa have my things, but I let him have it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mommy. He's doing this in like really, really, he's switching between Latin and Armenian as he talks like okay. this.
Yeah, I speak a little Armenian, so yeah. I think so.
That's fine. You get the gist.
I will turn to Scriptor.
Yes, Sublegate.
You have the doll?
I have a doll, the one that
it was found.
Yes, the one I found by the very glade that we just returned from.
I assume we have removed the scarf.
I turn around briefly, and do something very quickly out of sight. Yes, of course, Sublegate.
Is this your doll, Eteridates?
He reaches out and says, yeah, that's my doll. Mommy made it.
Very good. That is interesting. Let us go speak with... Yeah, I give it to him.
Okay.
Let us go speak with Praetorius. Praetorius?
Praetorius.
Did we already ask him if he knew about... We knew that the scarf thing was some kind of ritual, but...
Yeah, he told you that it looked like it was a ritual component of a Numantina spell, which is a spell that makes people go crazy.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay.
Particular kind of curse that he knows of.
Right. Boy. So now we can leave.
Okay.
So I wonder if his younger brother, Hovness's younger brother, has got his own Greek. But that doesn't explain how the curse tablets would get here on this compound.
Right, and it also doesn't explain the scarf.
Well, the scarf could be done by somebody like Praetorius could have done the scarf thing to Andragoras.
Right.
And somebody, I mean, it seems like, so whoever sent this creature, unless it was just somebody with a knife, perhaps we should investigate the body of Narsus. But whoever killed Narsus
might have done it simply to get the doll in order to curse Andragoras.
He was killed in the same manner that...
As the mother.
Yeah.
But that could either be the same beast being sent to do errands, or it could be a copycat, or...
I wonder what other kind of dolls that the moms made for Atardates.
Hmm.
Because didn't Matt say that as Atardates, that is like, oh, he wanted to play with my doll because I have so many.
He just did say that, yeah. Huh.
So I wonder if there's like maybe the mother-in-law, maybe there's a doll of hers, you know? Maybe there's dolls of other people that have died from this curse.
Well, remember, if Andragoras was cursed from the doll, but well, he did get sick, but the death, I mean, the death was the real flashed open belly thing.
Right, but what if we find a doll, like, what if she's poisoning her own son?
I don't
like,
believe
cursing
that.
Her own son. I don't
right,
think so.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, who else would be making the dolls?
Well, she could be making the dolls, but someone could be using them.
Right. She wouldn't have to steal it. She wouldn't have to kill Narsa to steal the doll. She could have just...
Made another one.
Well, no. Okay. She could have just used the doll. I mean, she has access to the doll all the time. She could have just grabbed it any time and wrapped a scarf around it. Or given it to somebody.
But who else is there...
I was real suspicious of Phaedimia kind of last session, but I don't – either she lied really convincingly, you know, or she said something really convincingly. I don't remember the reason we came off of her as being suspect, but we were pretty – I think pretty well set thinking she was innocent, but –
Well, yeah, you're still alive. I think that's part
of it. Yeah, yeah, that's a good sign. Yeah.
I think it was the not speaking Greek part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we could always just ask to see the rest of his dolls. I mean, that's – while we're here, let's just ask. Maybe they are dolls of everybody. Atardates, do you have more of these dolls?
Yes. Oh, yes. I have a bunch of dolls.
Are they
– Let me go get them.
Are they of any – okay.
He eagerly runs back to show you his dolls. And he brings out some dolls. There's a couple more, like, cataphract-looking ones that mm-hmm. just, like, look like Armenian cataphracts, I guess, with dark hair.
Right.
There's, like, a there's a doll of a lion, a gold lion,
mm-hmm.
Like a, the Nemean lion.
Mm-hmm.
There is a doll of a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Just randomly.
And there are a couple of hunting dog dolls.
Gotcha. I'm mainly interested in knowing if there's any other individual specific people.
No, the only ones that represent people are the cataphract ones.
The cataphract ones, yeah.
Yep.
And they would be – thank you. Those are very fine.
Yes, will you play with me later with them?
Yes,
now
certainly.
That Narsa has died, I don't have any playmates.
I'll make sure to. We'll be back.
Father says I can.
Armenian Legion.
Father says that it's okay to play with slaves and servants.
Yes, well, I'll find one for you.
That doesn't sound like Vahavunis to play with servants and slaves. I wouldn't use the word play. Play doesn't seem to be the right word to describe what he does to his slaves and servants.
No, Vahavunis, yeah. Well, it comes up dead end everywhere. I can't think of...
I mean, I guess the question is if there's anything we can think of to do that's useful before the ceremony tomorrow.
Right, exactly. Well, I think something – I'm a little bit worried about this evening because, again, I mean, there was a murder last night, and presumably that was before all the cataphracts went down. And even when the mother was killed, you know, inside, you know, and the horses, when that, all that was stolen, all that stuff happened mm-hmm. when the cataphracts were up and around, and yet all that stuff happened under our very nose. Now there's only two real dedicated fighting men amongst us.
Don't be afraid, Senna. Don't be afraid. We will know the killer soon, one way or the other.
Well, did any of us look at Narsa's body, or have we just taken this on hearsay so far?
No, just got description. Yeah. It was split open, right?
Well,
I think same. Head stoved in.
They did not show you the body. You did not ask.
Do you want to take a look at the body, Legatus?
I would like Flamen to look at it. He knows how people react to injuries of various sorts.
CSI Invictus, go.
Well, it could be that the kid is doing everything with his dolls, and the key piece of information is, requires playing dolls with the kid.
Yeah, that's
right. Just walked away from.
All of us heartless Romans refuse to play with a little boy.
That's right. That's probably it.
Yeah.
Get him talking. He'll say something interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would be worth
looking
at the body a little bit.
Well, if you guys are going to leave, I'm probably going to stay here. And I'll play dolls with the kid while I'm watching out for Vahavunis and Vaidemia and them. I mean, we're supposed to guard him. Right, look.
Right,
like sublegate. You want me to stay here and guard them?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
I'll play dolls with the kid.
Yes, you play dolls. I'll go and check. I'll go and check the body. There might be some information that we can use for that.
All right, Queso. Ataridates is very excited that there's somebody to play with him again, and he says, "Come over here. This is where I like to play." And I pretend that the knights come out of the castle here, and then they attack the lion here. And he goes on and on, and you end up playing knights
cool.
versus
I'll
beasts.
Play with him, and I'll try and kind of like I don't know every once in a while just work ease in little questions to. See if he knows anything.
Okay.
More than he's letting on. Like if there's any weird stuff he's seen around town or anything weird with any of the people here at the at the villa. You know, anything maybe his slave friend talked about that he didn't want anyone else to know.
He says Narsa was Mommy said that his head was broken in and his brains were spilled out on the floor. It was horrible. I didn't see it, but that's what she told me. And his liver was out. Yeah. He must have been attacked maybe by a lion like this. But but that's what happens when you're not a knight like these guys. If you're a slave, you sometimes just get killed like that.
Hmm. Does that happen a lot around here?
Well, it happened to Grandma, too. Same thing.
You have a doll of Grandma?
No. Okay. Where's my uncle? Where's Uncle Ataridates? Andrew Goris. Yeah,
yes.
Me too. I've got to change the freaking names. Andrew Goris. Where's Uncle Andrew Goris?
He's resting. And I flex my right hand.
He says, Mommy said that Grandma died the same way. She said it must have been really, really painful. And he kind of starts to cry. Mommy said... It's...
And I'll pat him on the back and be like, here, Ataridates. Don't cry. Men don't cry. Don't, no. Just Buck up. It's a part of life. It happens.
Yeah, that's what Daddy says.
But
Daddy
else?
Says I don't have to worry because we're he's going to be the king.
He is the king.
And nobody can hurt the king.
Technically, he's a prince.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm going to be a cataphract one day, too. I'll get to ride a horse and wear all that armor.
Was anyone else, you remember anyone else killed this way?
I don't know. I know Mommy got sick about a year ago. Well, yeah, she was going to have a baby and then she got sick. She was kind of mad and sad all the time after that. Before that, she was nice, Mommy. But she definitely got really sad afterwards.
Well, that's no fun. But sometimes mommies get sad. Why don't we just keep playing at our deities and just you don't need to think about that right now.
Okay, yeah, let's pretend that the knights are coming up this hill and the lion and the bear jump out at them.
We'll cut to the other group who's going to find the body. So you talk to Sigmund, you talk to some of the servants and ask what happened to the body, and they tell you that it was brought out to a small shrine that the common people have that work here. They have their own little shrine, and it's being prepared to for their burial ceremony.
I'll be honest, I was expecting a lion to jump out at them.
Are you muted, Randall?
Randall's muted. Sigmund, the drum.
I'm here. Sorry.
So, Randall, Sigmund, who is with you as you go talk to the servants who tell you where the body is?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I was going with them, but if I'm going by myself, then...
I am going, and I was hoping Flamen would lend us his medical expertise, but maybe
yeah,
he's busy praying.
No, I think I was brought along on this death wish.
So whoever wants to go. So you go out to the little shrine. It's you know, in that garden off to the side, there's a little area that the commoners, the servants and the slaves have set aside for their own worship. Obviously they're not allowed to worship in the family's temple. And, as you come up to that area, there's an older woman who is cleaning the body and wrapping it up in cloth.
Okay. So I will enter and say, apologies. We come here to take a look at the boy's body. The medicos from our Roman party's here. Please make way.
She kind of bows and backs away and turns to go.
Okay, just stay here. You can stay here.
She seems to understand your indication, and she stops and stays out of the way.
Speaking Latin. All right, so, yeah, I will make way for... I will take a look at the body. Why not? I have experience on the field, so I can tell, you know, what I caught. I guess, you know, if it was made by a knife.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what you see is you unwrap the cloth, and it's pretty gruesome, but you've obviously seen probably worse on the battlefield, so no need for a sanity check.
Right.
The abdomen has been sliced open by several parallel blades.
Okay.
It looks like a like if two swords were dragged across his abdomen, or two blades, very, very much parallel to each other. And you can see that the liver has been removed. And then the other thing that you see as you examine him is in the back of his head. They had said that his head had been staved in, but it actually looks almost more surgical. There's a hole in the back of the skull. And, you know, you maybe get an oil lamp and bring it closer and look in there, and the inside of his skull cavity is empty.
Now I'll turn to the woman and ask, Did you do this? And I'll point to the hole in the back of his head.
She looks very upset and shakes her head no.
All right, so I want to take a closer look at the wounds in the, you know, the cuts you said were made by using blades. Were they used, let's see, were they cut at the same time? Or was it like one to the left and then one to the right?
No, it looks like they were from the same direction at the same time.
Okay. And is that a clean cut?
It's very clean. Like whatever cut him was very sharp.
So how was the liver removed? That's what I don't get, Matt, from looking at the body. How can I infer that? How was the liver removed? Was it?
It looks like it was, you know, cut out. So whatever made the cuts are deep enough that they go into the stomach cavity, the abdomen. Yes. And then there's, you know, quite a bit of blood that is, you know, seeped out, but it looks like the woman has cleaned the body up a bit. And so it looks like it was removed. Give me a spot hidden, those of you who are standing there observing this.
Okay.
81.
26 is what kind? Oh, I'm going to spend a luck to get a success. I have.
It's a fail for Senna.
Let me check. Where's the spot? No, that is not a pass.
Okay, so sounds like sublegget.
Yep.
You notice as he's cradling the boy's head to look in the back, that there's a faint line that seems to go all the way around the neck. And as you kind of pointed out and look at it closer, it definitely looks like something was wrapped around his neck.
Like a scarf?
Could be a scarf.
What do you make of this?
So I wonder if there really is an Albasti now. That seems like it may have been
tied him down.
Yes, someone perhaps.
Yeah.
Tied him down and used some sort of tool to knock him in the back of the head cleanly and pull the brain out like someone being mummified.
That is what it seems like.
Now, what kind of let's see. Have we encountered any culture that is going to do something like this? As a part of a ritual, or
this is the Albasti MO, right? I mean, this is what they're supposed to be doing, what she or it is supposed to be doing.
It matches what you were told by Musa and Nisa.
Mm-hmm.
at least about what the, you know, the folk tale of the Albasti is, that they take the liver and the brain.
Mm-hmm.
We have that, and I just remembered we have the eyewitness accounts of the stable boys that seemed pretty reliable. So I don't know, maybe it's not. But this line around the neck, it certainly seems like maybe it's not just the Albasti doing it. Maybe it's people doing it in the manner of the Albasti.
Yeah.
Maybe someone,
I think this was somebody who was
down,
doing this to steal the doll.
Hmm.
And perhaps, yeah, garroted him first. It's that kind of a thing, right?
Yep.
Is it deep enough that it could have been, that it could do that? You know, that it could have knocked him out?
Yeah, it doesn't look like he was strangled to death. Like, okay. It's not that deep, but it definitely could have been enough to, you know, a young child to
get him unconscious.
Cut off the airflow enough that he passed out.
So yeah. Maybe. All right.
So how else can we tell if this is, if these are claws or knives?
Look at the clink claws over here.
Cinna, give me an idea roll.
Okay. That is a 34, so that's going to be some kind of pass. Let me see. That is a hard success.
Okay. So the distance between the two slices, since you were the one that found the impression of the claw in the dung,
right?
It seems like the distance between the slices matches the distance between the two of the talons in that claw print.
So I'll share that too. So unless someone is wearing some type of suit or something, you know, and was enough to fool, I don't know why they would do that, just to fool some stable slaves.
I agree. Well, maybe it is real. Well, Flamen, can you make anything of this?
Did those dragon men, when they fought, they didn't have like any lassos or nets or ropes or anything like that, did they?
They had swords and spears.
Yeah, so probably something wasn't like holding the boy, catching the boy, then holding it for the Albasti. Flamen, what do you think?
So I'd like to roll and so we saw the dragon creatures or whatever they were, and they had claws as well, right?
Yep.
I'm just trying to just want to do a medicine roll to see if I think, or maybe you'll just tell me, are these super clean cut like a sword, artificially clean, or they got a little raggedness to them that might indicate they were actual claws? I'm trying to figure out if someone put together two blades evenly spiced, and that's how strangled, knocked them out, used the blades to sort of make it seem like it was an animal or a beast attack.
So based on what you've known and what you've seen, the dragon men's claws certainly wouldn't have cut something this cleanly, but more to your intuition, it seems like this is sharper than any kind of beast claw that you've seen before. The only kinds of cuts that are like this are cuts that some, you know, like a surgeon would have with a scalpel, extremely, you know, a blood letter, whatever the equivalent would be. In the Roman days, actually did more damage than they helped. It seems like it was a very fast, sharp cut. You don't see ragged edges.
Yeah, Sigmund still believes this is the weapon that was used. You know, I'm not buying that tale from the stable boys. So I'm looking for a man when I, you know, I will be paying attention to see if I find a weapon that could do something like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will share this with the sublegate. It appears to be less of a natural or even supernatural as compared to some very, very sharp blade, more sharp even than you might expect an average soldier to have. It's highly precision. Whoever owns this blade has the resources. This is my assumption, Matt, that they would have to have. It's more than like your peasant. It's sharper than what your peasant would have for a knife.
Oh, definitely.
So if it is someone trying to, you know, make believe that this creature attacked or take advantage of it, it's somebody who has the means to fake this. I can't explain why the stable boys may have said they saw some creature, but perhaps they were convinced by someone to say that.
Yes. Many mysteries
Maybe is M. Night Shyamalaning us. Some person dressing up in a Albasti suit.
That's
committing murders.
Right. All right. Well, I guess that told us as much of nothing as we had before, which is
nothing.
Okay. I mean, we know either somebody's doing a really good job faking it, or this monster has really sharp claws, and we better be scared.
Someone's a real good liar. That's for sure.
The thing we're at is that whoever is doing this must have a very a deep knowledge about the human body, like, you know, one of the best, back at Rome, the cots were very clean. They removed liver. They made a hole in the back of the brain, clean cot as well, and no brain. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, here's a question. What sort of curse? So they took the doll, presumably to make a curse of Andragoras. I wonder if the liver and brain are also necessary for some of these curses, like Pertanius. Makes of this style of curse. I mean, why else would you take a liver and a brain if it weren't to make some sort of ritual, no?
You know, have we even searched the whole grounds of this place? Not the village, I'm talking about the compound that we have
here.
Yeah, the villa. I mean, we could...
What are you looking for?
Well, I'm just
looking for a clue,
any kind of lead. I mean, we can gather up all the slaves, you know, and see if there's anybody, you know. I mean, there's nobody that we saw that we think might be learned or might be Greek or have anything like that. But we could always gather them up, or we could, you know, search. Maybe there's someone.
So let me shortcut this a bit. So yep. you did search the grounds for like other Greeks. You questioned a bunch of slaves. You didn't find anyone else.
Okay.
I will give you, you know, you spend the next morning even
looking for livers and brains.
Looking for livers and brains. Talking to Pritanios, talking to Nisa, the washer girl.
Right, right.
She just reaffirms the fact that this is the Albasti. This is the pattern of the Albasti story that it takes the brains of victims, that it, you know, it takes livers and brains. It matches perfectly. All of the people, the common people that you talk to, believe that it's an Albasti. All the signs point to that, they say. You don't find any hidden ritual location or anything like that anywhere near the villa that, you know, somebody might have been practicing some other curses. So obviously we will finish this in 5 more sessions instead.
But there we go.
That sounds
But right. Essentially, let's just say you spend the rest of that evening searching and talking to people, and at that point all signs point to either somebody's a very good doppelganger of an Albasti and is fooling everyone, or there's an Albasti.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, what do we know about the Albasti? Like, when do they attack? What are they after? You know, those kind of things. We'll spend some time doing more research on the people, you know, on the myth around the Albasti. Then.
Does one of you want to explain to Sigmund, because he was locked away in the rooms, or?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, they are spiteful creatures or spirits that come for basically revenge or something when somebody is evil. And I think they also have some kind of a full moon. Certainly this one has a full moon attraction.
We think that this Albasti killed Vahuvnus's mother-in-law earlier.
Right.
Yeah, and may be responsible for Artadeates, you know, Vahuvnus' son, his younger brother?
What would have been younger?
Would have been his younger brother when his wife, Phaedimia, gave birth. He was born without a brain, and it's all tied up with that and kind of the curse on Vahuvnus' family, we think.
Yeah, one of the things that the old woman told you was that in addition to being spirits of vengeance, that the Albasti typically prey on pregnant women and their children.
Okay.
Are there any pregnant women right now?
Not obviously pregnant.
We have seen, yeah. Okay.
Nope.
But we think it's the Albasti that's stealing the horses and somehow tied up with the dragon men that are coming back to life and all that.
Or not.
Or not.
We don't know. I sort of feel like there's 3 things going on, but.
Okay. Lay it down.
Well, I mean, there's the dragon men and there's the Albasti and there's whatever the Greek's up to as he curses the, you know, his evil spirits and sacrifices and so forth. And by I mean Cassius. Mm-hmm. I, Edwin, haven't a clue what's going on.
Yeah. So the other thing is try to make sense of why are they attacking these specific people? You know, why this kid that was a friend of the
Artadeates.
Son of the prince, yes. And why his mother-in-law, what he was?
Well, it should be spite on the family, but yeah, this Narsa seems like a strange one, unless it was to get the doll, and I don't know why an Albasti would need the doll. Unless the Albasti is a servant of something else, which is possible. You know, if it's doing the bidding of something, then perhaps it makes sense. But
the weird thing is that all this stuff is happening inside this compound. It's like a locked door mystery almost, you know.
Right.
That's the thing. It's like, how is that stuff getting in there? I mean, I really – Senna, anyway, is thinking that – I think strongly that it Vahuvnus' brother or family, greater family, you know. I mean, that's a story as old as time back then, right? I mean, as far as
right,
royalty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that sounds strong, but I mean, how the heck would they – maybe they're closer than we think, but are they actually in this compound? It doesn't seem that way. How is this stuff happening inside the compound?
So I feel like the one that is being under attack is the kid, you know? His grandma – he seemed to have a very good relationship with his grandma. And now his only friend is now dead.
So I believe that we've been looking for clues in the wrong place. I believe the target of the attacks is somehow the kid. And maybe it's got something to do with him being the next in line for the kingdom of this place, being the son of the prince, and seeing that the prince actually wants to become a king. So maybe we can start by switching towards the kid and asking him more questions, even more questions.
You think he's our strongest lead, essentially?
Yeah, I believe the attacks are, to kind of hurt him in a way, mm-hmm. Isolate the kid, maybe.
Yeah. Of the people we know about, I don't know, Fademia seems the likeliest to me still, even it just, I don't know. I feel like Edwin, I really, no matter which way I turn this thing, I still get confused over it. I don't know that I really have a clue.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm not against waiting for the ritual, the full moon ritual, even, and just sort of seeing what happens.
Everything seems to be coming to a head, that ritual. I mean, that's the full moon that coincides with the Albasti, coincides with the astrologer stuff. It just seems, whatever's going to happen tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't feel like we have any sort of obvious avenues.
Yeah. Matt, when we started, trying to pretty much when we started the session, who's the one that left to do some research or go to the lab or somewhere that you mentioned?
That's Pritanios. He is the old wizard, the unnaturally old Greek wizard who mm-hmm. you at first suspected, but now maybe don't, or maybe you still do.
Yeah. Of all the people here now, I feel like he's the one that we can figure doesn't have anything to do with it. Because I will
pay a visit, yeah, for sure.
You gonna go after him? Okay.
Yes, right now. Because as soon as we left, he kind of, I'm going my way, see you later. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's also, to be fair, that's how he is. That's how he is. Always throughout the scenario. He's just doesn't want to be around anyone. He wants to do his work in his lab.
He's setting curses out on the Alon is what his job for Hubnus is.
Yeah, he curses the bad guys.
Yeah, we really thought at the beginning of last session, not this one, we were all, I think, in his room or at some point. We were so close to killing the guy.
Yeah. I was pretty sure that Keso's sword was going to go through his breastbone.
So if you want to go after him, don't let Cassius know.
Yeah, I'll go. as soon as we leave this place, I'm going to pay a visit. To his lab.
Okay. So let's stop thrashing for tonight. and next week, whether you finish or not, I don't know at this point because, but it will be the next. So we'll let Sigmund do whatever it is he wants to do with Pritanios that evening. But then it will be the next morning unless things blow up and you burn the villa down or something else like that. I don't know.
Don't give him ideas.
The dawn will come in any case.
The dawn will come. Day will break. Maybe you're all dead. Maybe you're all alive. I don't know. But we'll see you next time.
Gee, man. Sounds like you're frustrated that it's taking so many.
No, I'm actually not frustrated. If anything, I'm frustrated at myself. We can totally debrief this after and get back.
In three sessions from now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In May, when we pick back up on
Trail of Cthulhu. Sorry, Eternal Eyes.
But yeah, thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good night, guys.
Yeah. All right,
good night. Thanks a lot.
Good night, everybody.